Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman coming to you live from the Capital Region International Airport, which is, of course, where our studios are located. We're going to go across state right now. Jennifer Maxson joins us. She's the president of Jennifer Maxson and Associates in Belmont, Michigan. And Jennifer, welcome to the show, first of all, but let's start out telling people what Jennifer Maxson and Associates is and does.
Well, thanks, Chris. Great to be here. So the mission of Jennifer Maxson and Associates is to enhance the credibility of leaders. So we are in the space of leadership development and provide programming and coaching to help leaders at all levels communicate with impact and lead change in their organizations.
So let's talk a little bit about Women's History Month and what that means to you and how you reflect that in your work.
Well, Women's History Month is really empowering as I hear the stories of all the women leaders that really paved the way and created new opportunities and possibilities for me and for others. So in my work in developing leaders, I am always looking for ways to create opportunities to help leaders make an impact on their world, not just in the organization, but how can they do something bigger and better? So I offer mentorship many times to women throughout the community, help others build their network of success, and make sure that they have the skills they need because leaders are the hope for the future.
Let's talk a little bit about your mentoring with young women through the Peter Cook Leadership Academy.
Sure. So one of my favorite events to be a part of, one of my favorite organizations. So the Peter Cook Leadership Academy is part of the Hauenstein Center for Presidential Studies at Grand Valley State University. And I've been part of that program since 2010. So over the last 14 years, I've had the opportunity to mentor women who are juniors, seniors, or grad students. And together we discuss all things from what's it like for a career? Who do I need to know? How do I network? How do I balance going to school, extracurricular activities, start looking for a job? And while the students say that they enjoy the mentorship, what I get out of it is I get hope for the future because there's some amazing leaders coming our way.
Well, I tell you, people who complain about the youth really haven't connected with it enough. Do you know what I mean?
I completely agree.
Yeah. Hey, can you talk a little bit about your involvement with the Power of 100 Women and kind of its mission and impact?
Sure. So Power of 100 Women is part of Michigan Women Forward, which is a statewide organization that's focused on expanding economic opportunity for women entrepreneurs and women of color entrepreneurs. So this is a group of women that want to come together and create some meaningful relationships. Being part of this program provides financial support for the organization, but we also offer business expertise and mentorship to those women entrepreneurs and help them as they're establishing their business. So it's a great way to make connection and to support women entrepreneurs in our state.
Jen, as a leadership coach, what are some of the most important, I guess, qualities for women to have today to become, you know, eventually shape history?
Sure. Well, the first one is we need to be strategic thinkers. And so that means many times in our organizations, we're stuck within our teams and working on the team dynamics on a day-to-day basis. But we need to get out of the weeds sometimes and look bigger of, okay, where are we going? How are we going to get there? What's our roadmap forward? And if we do that, we can build alignment. And alignment is one of the toughest roles of a leader because it's never done. As soon as you think you get everyone moving in the same direction, there is a distraction or a new opportunity. So being strategic, setting direction, and third, building relationships with their internal and external stakeholders. Because if we can build relationships, we can create things that are bigger and better and also allows us to create value.
So of the women you've coached,
yeah,
are there any that are going to be shaping our little corner of history?
There are some amazing women out there. There is one woman here in West Michigan, and she is focused on making sure there's housing for all of our families here. And what a huge ripple effect that's going to be when families have a safe place to live, when the students have an opportunity to live in a home and know that they have a place to come home to. She is going to be having a huge impact. There's also another leader who I met her here in West Michigan, and she has since moved out west. But one of her key initiatives is making sure that there is internet access to families in rural communities, because in the healthcare setting, they need to be able to have access to healthcare, not only from the medical side, but the mental health side. She's going to make some big waves for all of us and make us proud.
Well, and it's not just there. It's a whole bunch of places, businesses in certain areas of this state that cannot compete simply because they don't have broadband, so to speak. Well, listen, Jennifer, we appreciate you joining us and we appreciate the work you're doing. Jennifer Maxson, she's the president of Jennifer Maxson and Associates in Belmont, Michigan. I'm presuming you have a website and people can jump on there to get a hold of you.
Absolutely. You can find us at jennifermaxsonassociates.com.
There you go. Jennifer, keep up the good work and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me.
And listening to Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman. Hang in there. We'll be back with more.